This untitled watercolor painting by Stanley Person is a product of us getting to know each other through the Poems from Life project, developed in a partnership between the Pennsylvania Center for the Book and Juniper Village Senior Living at Brookline. Each poet in this project met with a Juniper resident and then wrote an original poem to celebrate their new friend's life. While learning about Stan's childhood on a dairy farm, his wife Joanne pointed to this painting of Stan's, one of many in his apartment. This one recreates a black and white photo of his parents circa 1920. Stan expressed great enthusiasm for his newfound painting classes, and I knew right then that this painting would be the centerpiece of his poem. It serves as a portal between past and present, and allowed me to thread Stan's essence not just through the experiences he spoke of, but also through his present-day life that I had the privilege to observe. I give you Watercolor with Stan. Stan recreates the scene, fills the space with color, plants blooming, trees behind the wagon, cleans his brush, begins again. The trees are green today, black, in the original photograph. It used to take Stan 2 hours to paint one, his teacher says, but now he makes 2-3 paintings in that time. The wagon is leaving the farm and we are following. The painter fills the sky, dots it with speckles like confetti or the shell of a dyed egg, lift it from a cup of blue. He grew up on a farm, has always enjoyed working hard. He and his 3 brothers and 1 sister kept busy, his father and mother too. They harvested grains and baled hay, nurtured 30 cows and grew potatoes and sprawling vegetable gardens. He likes the hard work, brushing the palette with bristles until the water revives the dust. He will drive along paper to color the road. The spoked wheels turn away from us. 3 milk jugs sit in the rear of the wagon and up front, the couple embracing, their bodies flash white in the photograph, their faces meet in the shadow of their newsboy hats touching, their gazes unite, absorbing only each other. Stan lifts his brush, his mother now in red, his father a midnight shade of blue. They're delivering milk to the market, but forgetting all about it, all about the world and the work on the farm and the road ahead and the one behind. Stan swirls his brush, changing the water, and is happy to show his painting. The art teacher waves a humming hairdryer over his work, prepares to leave their final class. See, Stan never missed a single one. Can I give you a hug? She says. Yes, wonderful. He takes the brushes she gives him to keep. His wife, Joanne, sets the painting in a frame, and once, long ago, she and Stan nursed a kitten to good health together, and they smile about this memory. Teeny, Joanne says, was the kitten's name. She hangs Stan's painting with the others, where it collects award ribbons, holds a mere moment, a bountiful love, watercolors by his hand, and already Stan is deciding what to paint next.